Hey there, Tim Sweeney.
Hey there, Daniel Wang.
Okay. Well, it's nice to be here at your radio show, Beaten Space.
Look at you. You're just perfect at getting this going, huh?
It sounds like I should be the host and you should be the DJ.
Exactly.
Which you are. All right. So shall we excuse the first song as an attempt at shameless self-promotion? The new Ballyhoo number 17 is by an adorable Italian boy whom I met in Berlin named Massimiliano Pagliara. And the song is called Beach Birds Keep on Flying, and it's all analog synths.
What part of Italy is he from?
He's actually from the south, from Puglia, which is the very tip of the boot, the heel of the boot.
Okay.
Actually. But he was trained as a modern dancer, and he really got into music while going out in Berlin, so I like this so
really?
Much. Yeah, I had to put it out. He should have come to New York to dance for Merce Cunningham or something. He's that good.
Wow.
But, you know, when he discovered disco music, then it was all over. So this is our homage to Patrick Cowley and some other famous modern dancers.
And so when will this be out?
We just cut it like 2 weeks ago at Dub Plates and Mastering in Berlin. So, you know, where they cut all the compact and purlon records and all that too. Home of techno. So yeah, about a month or so, it's coming from Hamburg, Gordon Sound.
So, how long have you been in Berlin now?
It's been just 5 years.
Just 5 years. And then before that, you were in New York, right?
For about 10 years. And I will admit this time coming back, I realize I do miss all the people and the friends here terribly.
You do?
I've been a bit spoiled by the nature and the efficient public transportation in Berlin and all the beautiful boys in Berlin, no doubt. There being a boy toy to big, strong, blue-eyed Germanic men. No, it's quite diverse, actually, over there. Much more diverse than people think.
So, do you miss anything about New York?
Well, you know, Japanese food, one thing. No, there's even fantastic Japanese food, Thai food, everything you want over there. It's actually surprisingly diverse over there. It's not at all. In fact, you can hardly find a few good places that offer sauerkraut or, you know, that kind of thing.
So there's nothing you miss about New York?
No, I miss the people more than anything. And I miss the talent. It's not that in Berlin everyone is into techno. That's not the case at all. We have really cool underground alternative parties. A lot of people play soul and funk and jazz and, you know, all that. But, you know, people hear wonderful nuances of the mind and of artistic creation. In fact, one of our very good friends, Morgan Geis, is sitting right in front of us, smiling endearingly.
So what do you have in store for tonight?
Let's see. Yeah, as a general overview, I think, is the song? No, we've still got a few minutes here.
1 minute.
You know, usually when we're in the club, we're always playing things that pump the dance floor and all that. You know, you can't help it. You don't want to play, like, downers or, you know, like, after-hours music all night. So I'm playing all the things tonight which I don't get to play usually in my DJ sets in clubs, which means all the stuff that's maybe 112 BPM and it's a little bit slow or a little bit trippy or stuff that has a funny ethnic flavor. There'll be some Amanda Lear, Obscure. Her song about New York is coming up and, you know, like, there's Nastro Gilberto track orchestrated by Salsa Orchestra and Vince Montana that you never hear very much because it's slow and funky and, you know, some sweet stuff from 1980, 1982, like a Saint Days, you know, slow gay anthems that they would play in the early hour, but of course you don't hear that much in New York or in Berlin nowadays. It's perfect for your radio show, Beats
Perfect.
In Space.
Of course.
I'm practicing my Amanda Lear voice right now. So, yeah.
Okay, and so what are we gonna play right now.
Next, we've got the Brennan Green remix of a new track on Why Are We Always Doing Promotion for DFA? The song's called Brooklyn Club Jam. It's by Runaway, and it's the special Brennan Green remix with disco bass and rave pianos and all that jazz.
We don't play Brennan on the show anymore, you know that.
Since when?
Since he showed up late.
Well, we'll have to fix that.
Wait, we're not playing. Wait, hold on. Why isn't it playing? Oh, wait. Because I don't have the actual...
All right. Oh, so Brendan Green remix of new DFA track, Brooklyn Club Jam. Very funky.
Okay, Daniel Wang here on Beats in Space, WNYU 89.1 FM, New York.
It's an after hours party. that's the Brendan Green remix that we have there. New DFA record. Just want to introduce the next record a little bit. This is Daniel Wang playing for you with Tim Sweeney on Beats in Space. Next track is a very special one. Amanda Lear with a track called New York, written for her by French composer Francis Lai, who also did songs like A Man and a Woman. The song was actually it was written in 1980, but she sings about being in New York in 1990. And all I can say is the lyrics are amazingly prescient. Have a bizarre psychic quality about predicting life.
Really?
Very eerie. It's a record I could never play in a club. So do listen to the lyrics and enjoy the funky groove. But it's something quite special.
Really are most to our
that is the amazing Mandalier. Girlfriend to David Bowie and Brian Ferry, muse to Salvador Dali, who paid for most of her cosmetic surgery.
She's got a history.
She's amazing. And then she was a TV presenter when she met Silvio Berlusconi in the 80s on Italian television. Amazing character. The next one, Salvador Dali said to a Mandalier, since, darling, you can't really sing, you should exploit your other vocal qualities. Oh, and she was a model for, fashion model for Yves Saint Laurent and Marie Quant in the 60s, before she did all that, too. Amazing woman.
Yeah.
Another girl coming up. Now the girl from Ipanema is the next one. But a surprise. Because she also did Girl from Ipanema, disco version with Vince Montana from Salsoul. And on that same album, there's a little surprise called All I've Got, which she wrote herself, but was orchestrated by Vince Montana and Salsoul Orchestra. So I just discovered this. Did anyone ever hear this in New York? They didn't never really play this.
No.
This is a gem. Here we go. Astrud Gilberto, All I've Got.
Stop my heart from giving all I've got.
lovely track. That was Astrid Gilberto, the girl from Ipanema, with the Salsa Orchestra. Staying a bit in the jazzy mode, next one is Wilbert Longmire, but produced by Bob James.
Oh, really?
Yeah, nice little track. Actually, it was my friend Joris in Rotterdam or somewhere around there. He got me into this Wilbert Longmire stuff. This is Hawkeye. that was a little bit of Wilbert Longmire, Bob James jamming on the guitar. So Tim Sweeney, how are you right now?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. I just got back from UK.
Yes, London. Night. I heard you played at Horsemeat Disco to a very receptive crowd. They loved you, apparently.
It was their 5-year anniversary party, and it was amazing.
Leathermen, drag queens, trannies.
All of them.
Gay boys.
All of them.
What did you feed them?
they were doing their own stuff, but it was really an amazing experience. I felt like to be involved with that, and you know, it's a really, really great party.
Yeah, they're really special people.
Yeah, just had so much fun with them, and I mean, it's crazy for a Sunday night with all those people out, staying out so late, and just partying like crazy.
Okay, the honest truth is that was actually just a cheap segue into the next two or three songs, because we are playing some Horsemeat Disco classics and things that you can only play in really in sort of that kind of gay context, especially James Hillard and Jim Stanton. James, we love you. And these are songs we always play at home, even when there's no one else listening. So, Madeleine Kane, Touch My Heart. Madeleine Kane was actually a late 70s supermodel, sort of like the Kate Moss of her day. A tall Swedish blonde.
You're just playing model songs.
Model
tonight.
Music. Yeah. Well, I know. It's all very girly. They're not club pumpers, see? But Touch My Heart just has a lovely orchestration. So it's kind of slow, but it's got a really funky bass. Touch My Heart.
Thank you.
Bass on the Madeleine Kane track. So, we heard you were playing at Horsemeat Disco in London, Tim, and there were some complaints about smells. What was happening on the dance floor?
Well, there's just a little bit of complaints about people farting.
Okay, well, I must say, I consider that something good.
Why is that?
Because I have this strong theory, and it's obviously not the first time any of us have heard, smelled, flatulence on the dance floor. People do that when they're really relaxed and when they're really having fun. That means their bodies are really loosened up and they're losing their inhibitions, literally, physically, and that's why they do that.
So if people really enjoyed the DJ set, so they fart.
That's right. You should take that as a compliment. If they're clenching, then they are not releasing. Sorry, this wasn't supposed to degenerate into a vulgar conversation about bodily smells. We were talking about colognes, too, which should be avoided in gay discos nowadays. But we are on a Horsemeat Disco kick here. So next we have Viola Willis singing Somebody's Eyes, which was not only a hit for us, James Hillard and crew at Horsemeat, but at places like The Saint. These are songs that people don't play so much in New York anymore, although we think they ought to.
Some people, yeah, get away with it, but me,
another classic from the days of The Saint, the early 80s in New York, Finding Love in Somebody's Eyes.
Danny, I wanted to ask you about this weekend you were playing in New York, that's right?
Right. It was just it was a really nice gig. It was at the Yard in Brooklyn on Carroll Street near the Gowanus Canal. And it was Justin Carter, who I think used to work with APT. He booked me. And every Sunday afternoon from about 4 or 5 p.m. until 9 p.m. they do this. And in the month of August, they've got Joaquim, they've got Metro Area, and Nicky Siano playing in the next 3 Sundays. So that'll be lovely.
Be really nice.
Yeah, it's really, the sound was really good too, actually.
Really?
The sound was good. It was really comfortable and really sweet.
So you had a good time?
It was really a perfect time.
Okay, great.
Yeah, and there's barbecue there too. All right, so I think we're still on a London kick right now. A few friends from London, namely the boys who do Quiet Village, Joel Martin, and also their friend Alex Paywin, turned me onto this one. This is Noel Pointer, who's actually the brother of the Pointer sisters, as in Automatic and Slow Hand.
Who knew they had a brother?
Yeah, and yeah, he's quite a stylish character. And he played electric violin, so here he is doing Captain Jarvis, an amazing instrumental track.
Thank you.
Chatting away, almost forgetting the time.
That's okay. It's okay.
So, Tim, so we're still on our little after-hours kick. Do you realize it's almost, it's 11:30. It's almost midnight now here on a Tuesday night here in New York. Are we trying to sound like radio hosts?
You are definitely doing the radio host thing. I can't do it. I'm just bad at it. But you're...
Don't be modest, my dear. We're just hamming it up for you, the listener. All right, so on this after-hours kick right now, next track, Saint-Tropez, produced by Lewis and Rinder. You guys know them from like Seven Deadly Sins and El Coco and all that. But some more slow jams that we can't play during the pumping hours in the clubs. This is Most of All, kind of like a Fly Robin Fly 100 BPM groove. Where is it? Oh, here it is. We'll be right back. Saint-Tropez, right. We're on this kind of a late 70s after hours, beautiful, laid back disco groove.
Do you do this in Berlin, these after hours where you'd do a set like this?
I will confess something to you, dear Tim Sweeney.
Please do.
I rarely get to play all these slow, groovy records really anywhere. I mean, because except on radio, it doesn't make much sense. You know, in a club, I mean, in most any club, even in New York, if you play a whole set of this, an hour of this, at any time before 6 or 7 a.m., people would probably protest.
You're right.
But here they cannot.
But here, no.
They are slaves. To our sound. And so we continue in this groove. Next one is a little surprise. Dr. Dragon and the Oriental Express, which was a late 70s kitschy Japanese, produced Japanese published disco act, but it was actually like an American military guy over there called like Jack Hendricks.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Produced Dr. Dragon, and here's a groovy, slightly oriental. They used Japanese traditional instruments on top of the American bass.
How'd you find this one?
At a flea market in Okinawa in Japan. Okinawa, lovely. It's sort of like the Caribbean of the Japan. You go there. There are literally uninhabited islands covered with white sand, crystal blue waters. You hire a boat and you go out there and you can sit on the island for a day. You know, it's amazing.
Sounds amazing. So yeah.
Actually, this is from Tokyo. But here we go. Streetwalk. From Japan, we go to France now.
So international.
Yeah, it's a little... Well, I mean, it's just nice to know where all this stuff comes from, you know? And it doesn't all come from the USA, even though American disco music is fantastic. It came from many places and many people. No, this next one is sort of considered a classic New York album, even though it was French. It's called The Last Disco in Paris. And there's a song, like the third track in, which just has lovely lyrical content. Everybody dance, it's not a test, just try to do your best. We're still in that late 70s after hours groove kind of feeling. So
all right.
Here it is, Dance by Last Disco in Paris.
Never you
After hours.
The best feeling, right? I mean, I don't know about you. I feel like that's always the time I'm waiting for at the end, like 5 or 6 a.m. or when the sun comes up and the DJ really starts playing interesting stuff. You know, floor pumpers are great too because you want to get down.
But you're an after hours person.
I guess I am. You know, I'm I'm a moon child.
Well, so I think Berlin, I feel like now that you're living in Berlin, that's all about the after hours there.
That's right. You know, I think we were worried about talking too much. I think the songs, we should let the songs speak for themselves.
That's fine with me.
All right, so actually, who loves so much European stuff and all that, I come back to salsa always. But here's another buried gem. This is Grace Jones with a song called Sorry. She wrote the lyrics herself. It's all about jealousy and having another guy visit her for a day when she's already got a boyfriend. And she sings Sorry. It's all about jealousy. And it's, again, Vince Montana and salsa orchestrating.
Really?
For her. Yeah, it's a really gorgeous track. So okay. Grace Jones singing Sorry, Jealousy.
You got my love and right here.
But I hope things that people don't all know, this is a Bee Gees' Warm Ride.
Really?
But yeah, it's another like B-side thing I found that I sent it to myself, I do admit. And it was actually covered by Rare Earth, but the original music version.
Bring desire, and I bring a little potion to set you on fire. I know you need me, there can be no doubt. You've got me held inside your love, and I can't get out.